Hi, welcome to Podcast by Dr. Dar. I'm your host, Dr. Gaurav Nigam, and today we will be talking about masks and pandemic. Pandemic has shaken the world. Schools, parks, and malls all have been empty in the past few months. Children spend maximum time in the confinement of their homes. And now when the world has started reopening and children have started going out, you have to be more cautious than ever. Recently, there had been a lot of do's and don'ts around the mask and what age should wear it and how should they wear it. So pediatricians at Dr. Dad sat and researched all the material available at WHO websites, that's World Health Organization, and Center for Disease Control, and tried to put it out. The following has been taken from the WHO. Should children wear a mask? WHO advises that people always consult and abide by local authorities on recommended practices in their area. An international and multidisciplinary expert group brought together by WHO reviewed evidence on COVID-19 disease and transmission in children, and the limited available evidence on the use of masks by children. Based on this and other factors such as children's psychosocial needs and developmental milestones, WHO and UNICEF together advises the following. Children aged 5 years and under should not be required to wear masks. This is based on the safety and overall interest of the child and the capacity to appropriately use a mask with minimal assistance. WHO and UNICEF advise that the decision to use masks for children aged 6 to 11 should be based on the following factors. Number 1. Whether there is a widespread transmission in the area where the child resides. Number 2. The ability of the child to safely and appropriately use a mask. Number 3. Access to masks, as well as laundering and replacement of masks in certain settings, such as schools and childcare services. Number 4. Adequate adult supervision and instruction to the child on how to put on the mask, how to take it off, and safely wear the mask. Number 5. Potential impact of wearing a mask on learning and psychosocial development in consultation with teachers, parents, caregivers, or medical providers. And number 6, specific settings and interaction the child has with other people who are at high risk of developing serious illnesses, such as the extreme elderly and those with other underlying health conditions. WHO and UNICEF advise that children aged 12 and over should wear a mask under the same conditions as adults. So are there any exceptions where children lesser than 5 years of age need to wear a mask? The answer is yes. In certain cases where the child is at particular risk of developing a disease, his immunity is low, like either the child is on immunosuppressors or the child is having certain malignancies or is having certain diseases like cystic fibrosis, etc. In those conditions, it is better to consult the health providers for the better understanding of the disease and the right precaution that needs to be taken in those cases. There's another question that came up, that should children with developmental disabilities should wear a mask? Again, this is on case-on-case basis that it needs to be decided by the parents and the healthcare provider together. So what type of mask should actually a child be wearing? Children who are in general good health can wear a non-medical or fabric mask. Now this provides source control, meaning it keeps the virus from being transmitted to others if by chance they are infected and are not aware that they are infected. The adult who is providing the mask should ensure the fabric mask is correct size and sufficiently covers the nose and mouth and chin of the child. Again, the mouth, the nose, and the chin of the child. Children with underlying health conditions like cystic fibrosis, like we have mentioned, or malignancies or immunosuppression, in consultation with the medical providers, they should wear a medical mask. A medical mask controls the spreading of the virus, of course, but also protect the wearer. And it is recommended to anyone who is at higher risk of getting seriously ill from COVID-19. Are there any alternatives to fabric masks such as face shields? A lot of people ask. So face shield does provide a lot of protection, but it is more of a protection to the wearer. But in case the wearer has the disease and is not aware, it does not stop from the transmission of the virus. Some people ask that a face shield with a mask, yes, again, it is a good idea in certain cases, But again, it also depends on how comfortable a child is about that particular setting. A parent has to be very careful while putting a face shield and how they take it off. They should not break and should harm the child. So they have to be very, very careful about that. Having all of this said, it is still best to be inside your houses, not to go to a lot of public places. Maintain the distance, a good distance between two people, like 6 feet distance. And eat healthy. Take a lot of good fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, so that your immunity is good. And most importantly, wash. Wash your hands. Washing hand is the single most effective strategy to save yourself from this deadly disease. I hope all of you stay safe, and thank you so much for listening to this podcast by Dr. Dad. At Dr. Dad, we are a group of pediatricians, child psychologists, educationists, child nutritionists, and parents. And together, we write a lot of stuff. So if you're interested in parenting tips, in parenting articles, if you're interested in checking out some of our highly researched products for babies, or if you need an online consultation by a pediatrician, you can always get in touch with us at www.drdad.in. Thank you for listening to us. Have a very, very nice day.